Hello and welcome to Why Is Harriet Crying? Thank you so much for joining us this week. If you want the podcast to be weekly, you can join us on Patreon.
Yeah, so if you join us on Patreon, that means you get an extra episode every other week. So that gives you 4 episodes a month.
Yeah.
Well, one every week, you know what I mean.
They know what you mean. Yeah. And it's only, I think the bottom tier is £3.60, and we'd really appreciate it. It means we can keep the podcast going, and it means I will cry less.
I hope not. We need her to keep crying for this podcast to keep going. So it's a balancing act between you giving us a bit of cash to help us keep it going and Harriet keeping on crying. So
I'll be able to afford tissues this way, though, so it'll make it easier.
It's a tissue game.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Welcome to the podcast. A podcast where we look at true crime fiction, true crime incidents from the past, such as Why Is Harriet Crying?
That was so smooth.
That was really smooth. Do you remember? Okay, welcome back, everyone. But first of all, I have to get this out first. Do you mind?
And that's, the floor is yours.
We've had some important feedback about the podcast, which is that nobody knows why Harriet is crying anymore, because I don't think I've asked you it for the last maybe 6 months.
Yeah, well, I'd say that's on you, because I don't want to always just like volunteer the information. It's really your place to ask the question. Otherwise, I just feel like no one's interested.
I know. This is like Frost Nixon, isn't it?
I'm Frost Nixon.
And if I don't ask the right questions, you'll get off the hook.
Yeah. And I can't remember the story. I'll be president still. I did see it. I saw it on Broadway, the interview.
What, Frost Nixon, really?
Yeah, they made a play of it.
Who's playing Frost and Nixon?
Stuck with me, is what I'll say.
What exactly stuck with you? What did you take away from it?
The title. Two men on stage talking for a really long time.
Really long.
About things I didn't really know about.
Do you know what you'd like? Enron, the play.
I've seen that.
Have you?
Yeah, I did like that because there's dinosaurs.
In Enron?
Yeah.
I've not seen it.
Well,
they didn't put it on telly, did they? So I didn't get a chance to see it.
The thing with Frost Nixon, it was really lacking dinosaurs. That is one thing that I will say. It really lifted Enron to another level.
I can't believe that. Why were there dinosaurs in the play about Enron?
You have to see it.
Just tell
me. Otherwise, you will understand.
Well, I can't see it, can I? It's not.
To be honest, I'm not actually sure.
No idea. Right.
But there's like raptors that arrive at one point and they tear everything up.
It's about oil, isn't it? And I guess oil is made
of
dinosaurs.
No, Enron's about the financial crash.
Yeah, but it's an energy company, isn't it, Enron?
Yes. And I think they're making a film of it, but if they don't have the dinosaurs in it, it's going to be a big mistake.
I've got a lot to talk to you about this week.
Really?
A lot of it about we're watching a similar program. But first of all, can you just tell me why are you crying this week?
Well, I thank you so much for asking, Sunil. It's been a long time coming. I have developed a new disease, which I've had before in the past.
First ever person to get it, are you? No, first.
I've created the new one. No, it has existed before and I've had it before. And there were warning signs when I could have done something earlier and Bobby kept pleading for me to do something, but I didn't. And now I have vertigo.
Right. How did you get vertigo? Is it an ear infection?
Yeah. So I had a sinus infection and an ear infection. And then it kept getting worse. And then I was feeling a bit dizzy, but I thought I was okay. And then we took Sunil Patel, the dog, for a walk. And he ran away from a dog and I got caught up in a lead and then I nearly fell on the ground.
Yeah, but that's normal. You'd fall over in that situation anyway.
No, but this was different because I had to cling to Bobby for 15 seconds while the world went back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually empathise this time because a couple of weeks ago I felt a bit dizzy and I didn't know why.
It's not the same thing, actually. It's different. That's just...
Yeah, it's dizziness, isn't it?
No, but you just had that because you stopped eating cake or something and then your blood sugar went low.
No, that's not what it was. I know it wasn't because I had a cake.
You were eating a cake at the time.
I was eating a cake. I thought, I'm a bit dizzy. Is it because I haven't had any cake? So I had some cake and I still felt dizzy. No, I was genuinely quite dizzy. It's quite strange. I don't know. It just came around for like a day and a half and then it just disappeared.
Well, I'm on 8 steroids a day, so I don't think it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's, no, you don't have to show off. I'm just saying.
No, well, I'm just saying why mine is more serious.
Well, no, but you don't have to say it's more serious. I do, you know, it's bad that you've got it.
You said you just had one incident and now you just said you had it for a day and a half. What's true? Is like Frost Nixon?
No, it's not that at all. It's that because I went to bed with it and I woke up with the lingering.
Well, you were asleep for half of it. It doesn't even count.
Still a day.
How much water are you drinking?
Loads.
With too much water.
No, it's not too much water.
Yeah, it is. You're having too much water. This is what my mum told me. You can overfill your system with water and you can die from it. Because right, she was worried that was going to happen to me.
I know you can die from it, but yeah, you have to stop drinking.
I was drinking too much squash and she was worried I might overdo it.
Dizzy after drinking too much water.
Just trust me.
Nope.
How much TV did you watch?
None.
No, that's not true.
It is.
How much
the earliest signs you are drinking too much water. Wow, this is an article I'd never thought I'd read. The subtle signs of overhydrating. Subtle signs.
I've had
like
that.
Dizziness. Nausea.
Bladder anxiety.
No, bloating, headache, brain fog.
Yeah, all those I've got.
Yeah, I don't have that. No, what are you doing? This is about me.
Sorry. Anyway, you're fine now.
Dizziness isn't one of them. You're lying. Your mum's lying.
What?
Your mum's lying to you.
She's not lying. It's true. She saw it on This Morning and she was really worried.
Really? Actually, I do believe her now. If it was on This Morning.
I watched a bit of This Morning the other day and I think they are really pulling at straws. They had a man on the beginning of it for 20 minutes talking about how he made a crisp sandwich.
Yeah, well, this is what people... isn't that the kind of stuff you want to watch nowadays, though?
I think it's just people are really... there's nothing to say anymore.
Sorry,
and so he was just...
How did he make it?
What you'd actually, I think
yeah,
you
exactly.
actually would
I'm
have really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There were loads of different crisp sandwiches. Apparently he's gone viral and he just started making crisp sandwiches, but like high end crisp sandwiches. So like sour cream and onion Pringles with
butter.
With butter and
in white high end
cucumber. And then like he did like a Mexican one that was like Doritos with jalapenos, with Eamon Holmes described as jalapenos. Yeah. Is that an Irish way of saying jalapenos? Jalapenos.
No,
or does he
I've
just not know how to say it?
I think it's a language thing, isn't it? I don't know whether it's jalapeno or jalapeno. I don't know. Jalapeno.
I don't think it's jalapeno.
Why not?
Because I've always said jalapeno and everyone I've been around has said that.
I don't know the language. But sorry, just to say, this is actually quite interesting.
Well.
The crisp sandwich
okay.
is actually quite an interesting thing to see.
Well, you'd like it. Apparently he's doing so well, he's got book interest. So you could get the book, he's going to do a different sandwich. His kids are very embarrassed.
Why?
I don't know. They were sat upstairs and they're just humiliated by the whole thing.
Whatever. They'll be rich soon. Dad's made a book about sandwiches.
I don't know if it's going to be a lifelong thing, though. Like,
flash in
or
the
is
pan.
He now, is he the crisp sandwich guy?
Or not in the pan, actually, because he's making crisps, which aren't made.
Well, Eamon suggested he made a toasty.
I don't think that hot crisps won't work. I mean, hot, hard things don't.
Oh, yeah, really. Hot potatoes, horrible.
Yeah, they're
everyone
soft.
Hates hot
crisps
potatoes.
Are hard. Crisps are hard. I literally just said hot, hard things aren't nice. Anyway, have you been crying about Vertigo? How much crying have you done about Vertigo?
I've been pretty pathetic, to be honest, I would say.
Can I just say self-inflicted Vertigo?
I didn't inflict that my nasal tubes would get inflamed.
Yeah, well, you could have dealt with it earlier.
Well, I actually was very proactive and I told the doctor and I just told her what I wanted. And I just said, look, I need these steroids, this much, give them to me.
Sorry, I just got a news alert on my computer saying, I don't even know who Demi Lovato is. Do you know her?
Yeah.
And this is actually quite interesting because this is a direct comparison with your illness.
Has she died?
She revealed that in 2018, she had 3 strokes and a heart attack. What have you done?
Got a bit dizzy.
You got a bit dizzy, didn't you?
Got a bit upset because I was
love
dizzy.
Love to see that trending on Twitter. Harriet's a bit dizzy.
That is a lot, isn't it?
That is a lot of strokes.
And she's quite young.
Wonder why she had them.
Drugs, I think. Allegedly.
Is it?
Well, I think she did have problems. She's a singer. You don't even know who she is?
No.
She's a singer. She's had, probably because of the industry. As we all know now, because of Britney.
Yeah.
You trying to eat a biscuit?
No, I'll put it back.
Don't eat it while no one wants to listen to you eat biscuits.
Have you recovered?
No, I'm still dizzy.
How long are you going to be dizzy for?
I don't know. It can go on for 12 weeks.
12 weeks?
But I've taken the steroids, and so hopefully it's going to kick in.
How long have you been dizzy for?
Weeks. Well, only dizzy for like a week, but the sinus infection before that.
Yeah. It's quite bad news, all bad news from you. I can understand why you've been crying.
I've given up sugar.
Did that cause the infection?
I don't know. Maybe that's what's like my body's like reacting badly. Yeah.
Hang on. When you say sugar, what do you mean just refined sugar, stuff you've added?
Yeah, because I think I looked at how much you're meant to have a day and I was eating five times that.
Yeah, but with all this stuff, do you know what I mean? Not interested.
How many biscuits have you just eaten?
Two. What? I've had two. I haven't had more than two.
Well, that's probably your daily recommended amount of sugar. How much sugar is in each biscuit?
Not much. I think it's quite low amount of sugar, this one, this says. It says, yeah, not much, probably.
How much?
Recommended, hang on. Oh, okay, so it has a lot of energy.
He's eating a French biscuit, in case anyone knew. They're the ones with the chocolate on top.
I thought they were German. Okay, so each 28 grams, which is two biscuits, is 12% of my daily allowance of sugars. So I can have the whole packet, I'll be fine.
Okay, well, that doesn't make sense, because they said you're going to have 20, so that means there's only 2 grams in two biscuits.
No, there's 11 grams of sugar in two biscuits.
Well, that's half your daily allowance.
No, it says that's 12% reference.
Well, you're meant to have 29%. That's probably 10% of your calories for the day.
Yep.
Not right. Of sugar.
Yep. No, you're right, yeah. yeah, absolutely right. Yeah, I can't just have the whole packet.
Well, you can, but that will be all your meals.
That's mad. Two biscuits is 12% of my daily calorie allowance.
That is
this
mad.
Is like triple chocolate crunch all over again, isn't it?
You've fallen for it again.
Why do they? Don't even. It's not even that sweet.
This is my problem, Sunil, and this is what I've had to do. I've just had to decide to give it up because I can't control myself. Once I start, I'm like a rat, and that is not a word I use lightly.
It's not, is it? A very serious word for you.
Very serious. I can't stop thinking. I can't stop thinking. Like, sometimes if I'm sat with someone and there'll be a plate of biscuits, I can't focus on the conversation because all I'm thinking is how many biscuits can I eat before it's rude.
Yeah. It's very easy to eat them. That's the problem, because they don't actually...
That's the problem. And once I start, but then I'm not even enjoying it. I'm just got to eat more.
Just eat one. And yeah.
See, there so we I go. Took, see that?
I took a bite, but I didn't put it in my mouth. It was very well.
How do you take a bite then?
I just crunched down on it and then I put it back. But I will, as soon as you're gone, I will have it.
Eat all the... Everybody knows you're going to eat all the biscuits. What's everybody knows.
Anything else you're crying about?
I'm living...
6 months worth of crying we haven't talked about.
Well, I can't remember anything because I'm dizzy.
Okay. Sorry, you were going to say
something. Well, I cried obviously when there were rats.
Yeah, I think we've done the rat thing quite a lot.
I cried when I got Sunil Patel the puppy.
How is he? He was looking pretty big yesterday.
He's got really big, yeah.
He's a unit now. He's an absolute
unit. I'm worried we might have got a giant dog by accident.
I was talking to my friend, Daryl, old Daryl. And his son is in the 97th percentile, which means he's in the top 3% biggest babies in the world. And they're pretty amazing, isn't it? I'd love to see.
Is there some kind of like award for that? or medal or?
Well, there should be. He's an absolute unit. And the other ones, I mean, I'd be astonished to see what the other ones look like, really.
who's in the top 1% of babies?
Who's the biggest baby in the world? And don't...
Oh, we need to find out.
World's biggest baby. Hold on.
If anybody does know any big babies, please, please do let us know.
World's biggest. Anyway, how big is your dog now? Harper Buckley came into the world weighing at 15 pounds.
Came in weighing 15.
Yeah. She's the biggest ever baby born.
What's her name? Harper.
Harper Buckley.
Oh my God, I need to see this.
The thing is, when babies are big, when they come out big, that they might, when they grow up, they'll just be normal. They don't stay out.
She joined Twitter in 2021.
2 years old. Got to get started at some point. Oh, no, there's another
God,
one.
God, she's big.
15 pounds and 15 ounces, right? Oh, my God. No, the Guinness World Record. Oh, my word. This one is 22 pounds.
But that's the biggest one. What's that one called?
That's actually Harriet, that's not only the heaviest baby ever born to a healthy mother, but it's also the longest baby.
How long is it?
I don't know. How long's a baby? Doesn't make any sense to me. 6 foot
is
four.
Is this the Mexican one? Because there's a picture of a supersized baby next to a tiny baby.
No, this is Italy.
God,
this is in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I wouldn't recommend Googling big babies.
Oh my God, look how many of these babies are so massive.
God, 38 pounds. This is the biggest baby ever. This has got out of hand.
Carried away Googling massive babies. But anyway, the point remains that your dog has got pretty big. When will it stop?
God, Harry, massive babies.
Stop it. Yeah, they are big.
Goodness.
Goodness me.
It would be very, I think it's very overwhelming for a mother to have a big baby, because then I think everybody would comment on your vagina.
No, they wouldn't.
That's what would happen.
I literally didn't think of that until he said that.
Yes, you did.
I genuinely didn't.
Yes, you did.
I honestly didn't think of vaginas when I thought of babies.
I don't think it would be able to come out naturally, though. 38-pound baby.
It'll be difficult.
You'd have to haul that out.
I think it'll pop out quite easily at that size. As in, it'll make its way out.
It will make its own way out.
Yeah, it won't stay there. It'll be like, I'm getting out of here.
Like Godzilla, just get out.
Absolutely crazy to think that, like, you're having a lovely time in the womb, and then, like, 2 minutes later, that happens to you. Imagine that. Imagine being born.
I think that's what it's going to feel like when we come out of lockdown.
It's not, because we know what the outside world is like. Whereas, like, we don't all that baby knows is the womb.
No, I think that's what it's going to feel like. It's going to feel like an explosion of colour.
It's going to be you hammered on white wine in a park.
It's going to be me screaming and wailing.
Yeah.
I've been born!
But then, fair enough, yeah. The weird thing is I've just got sort of used to it, and I'm like, okay, this is just it now. I have Zoom calls with people. I meet one person. But then I'm very, very lucky to be able to be working outside and having exemptions for that, I guess.
Yeah, that is good.
I mean,
and it is important that you're exempt as a key worker. I think it is important that...
Yeah, it is actually.
It's very, very important. You'll probably get the vaccine soon.
Well, I'm keeping the nation's spirits up.
It's an important job. Yeah, you're probably... Have you had the call yet?
No, I haven't yet.
Well, you might get it soon, because they're saying all over 40s by the end of March. So
I'm not over 40, though.
Yeah, you are. You just panic ate a biscuit. Don't chew over the microphone. Nobody needs that right now. Things are hard enough. You just ate that in one. See, because I don't eat sugar, I don't get cravings anymore. So I don't need to worry about that.
You're still smoking?
Don't even want a biscuit at all.
Still smoking?
Yeah, my mum had a word with me about that, so thank you very much.
It's good to be open and honest with your parents.
Well, I wasn't smoking. I was having an occasional cigarette in the middle of a global pandemic.
When you put it in that context, yeah, that's fine, yeah. what episode are you up to on Married at First Sight Australia? Because this is one of the first reality shows I've really enjoyed in a long time.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, I thought you had.
No, you're the one watching it.
Oh, okay.
I'm addicted to $1 Million Listing LA, and it's taken over my whole life. And I've watched the latest four seasons, and then I've had to go back to the beginning. And there's 13 seasons, and it's absolutely exhausting. And I think it might have brought on the vertigo worse.
this is the one about the Oppenheimer group, isn't it?
No, oh, that's Selling Sunset. This is about three, it's kind of like, it's about lots of different like listing agents in LA, and it's like Homes Under the Hammer on crack or something. It's just like these, like you know how all the property programs in England, it's like they all, it's just a house. These are like mega houses, and like, it's like these mega like 200 grand deals. It's really intense.
200 grand? What, the house?
Yeah, and no, that's the commission.
Oh, really?
They can get like $1 million. They can get like, and this was a few years ago.
So the commission will buy them a house.
Yeah, they can get commission then buy a house. But then I think maybe that's what I would do if I didn't do stand up. Maybe.
What? Be a real estate agent.
Be a real estate agent in LA.
Be an estate agent, sorry.
Not an estate agent.
Well, that's
there's a big
is.
Difference between someone from Foxton's.
Yeah, that's you. You'll have a little mini and you'll drive around LA selling two-bed flats.
No, I sell the mega mansion.
But how do you become the type of person that gets to sell mega mansions? Surely everyone wants to do that.
You have to get your real estate license, which is the first step.
Like, that's basically getting a life coach license.
No, it's really hard. You have to learn all about houses. But then you have to be really good at negotiating. And you have to be really good under pressure. That's the problems that I might have. And you have to lie.
Yeah, you're good at that.
No, I'm bad at lying.
Oh, yeah, no, because it's not that you're bad at lying. You're bad at remembering the lies.
Yeah, so I'll say, don't worry about it. You can just put in a pool here. And then you can't put in a pool. And then I'll be like, oh, no, you can't put... Oh, no. And then I'll ruin it. And then I'll lose my 500 grand.
No, but it's up to them to figure out if they can put the pool in. They're not supposed to listen to you, are they?
Yeah, they shouldn't listen to me.
Right, okay. Well, we've obviously been watching the wrong programs.
Married at First Sight Australia seems to be a huge global hit.
Do you know, the Australians make reality TV really well. All the stuff that I've seen has all been really good.
So do the Americans.
They do, obviously, but the Australians obviously have fewer programs but a higher hit rate, it seems. Because they've got that one where they get back together with the ex. Have you seen that one?
No.
It's absolute lunacy. It's people that have split up with someone, tracking them down and trying to get back together with them over the course of 10 weeks.
What if they're married?
The producers track them down, make sure they're actually up for it.
Okay, I thought you meant they camp outside their house. No. Find their children and...
Well, some of them are quite like, one of them is like, they had a romance 30 years ago and now they've had kids and they were in a relationship, now they're not, and they're trying to reconnect. And then there's some absolute psychopaths in it, like some guy trying to reconnect with his ex, and you go to his house and he hasn't, and I know this sounds similar to my house, but he's got no plates or cutlery.
How weird that you're describing someone as a psychopath when they've got things.
All he does is eat chicken wings he fries in his air fryer over the sink.
Sorry, what was it that you wanted recently?
I didn't want an air fryer.
No, but what was it that you recently wanted about how you made a breakfast from one...
Egg and bean toast machine.
Yeah.
The egg and bean machine.
You guys sound so different. Yeah, it's mad, this psychopath you're describing.
I should set up an Amazon wish list for my fans and it would just be an egg and bean toast machine. If you haven't seen it, it's basically a toaster... but with a separate compartment to make egg and beans. Not and beans, un.
Yeah.
It looks like a little spaceship on the side of the toaster. It looks like something out of the Jetsons or Futurama.
How How much is it?
$34.99.
Bargain.
It is, but it's grotesque.
Yeah. And once you have it, there's no going back.
Yeah, you can't, like, that's you now. You're the egg and bean toasty man.
Yeah. Anyway, tell me more about the psychopath that has that air fries his food.
It's actually, he's a bit of a, like, he's an idiot. But you should watch Married at First Sight, because it's quite interesting. It's like, there's all these weddings that happen. Obviously, they meet on the day of their wedding. And every single woman there who has a brother who immediately just wants to fight the groom. It's the first thing they do. It's like these Australian dudes going, oh, if he doesn't fucking look after her, I'm going to smash his face in. That's the first thing they say. They're not like, I'm so happy that she's trying to find someone. They're like, right, where is he? I'll fucking fight him. And there's at least three weddings where they've taken the groom out and said, can I have a word with you outside? And half of them have got neck tattoos and they're just staring at him and going, if you do anything bad to my sister, I'll fucking kill you. It's worth it for that alone.
Fuck, that's very intense.
Those bits are very intense. It's really interesting. I thought I would absolutely hate it, but it is actually at points quite heartwarming.
I saw a clip of one woman who walked down the aisle and said, as soon as she saw his face, she wanted to punch it.
I think she
sounds fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun. Yeah, there's a lot of fun sort of faux anger at the altar because of nerves as well. Because they're so nervous, obviously. And then they get there and they don't know what to say. So they're immediately really aggressive by accident because that's how they deal with tense and awkward situations.
I love is it just really undermines marriage. It just makes you think, what's the point if you could just...
But I was thinking about this and it's like, marriage wasn't ever... I mean, the only people that made marriage a big deal, something serious, was... Well, it's all in people's minds, isn't it? Because essentially it was always just a property deal between families.
Yeah.
It was never supposed to be more than that. The idea of...
And as a businessman, I'm surprised you haven't done it.
How do you know I'm a businessman?
Well, you're a trader.
Yes, that's right. I've bought a bit of crypto. No, it's just... Well, yeah, but marriage is what you make it, isn't it? Like, for most of history, it's just been a nice little contract.
Yeah, just a nice way to get some cattle.
Well, it's a nice way to keep wealth within your families.
Well, yeah, you have to find a family with wealth.
Okay.
Well, after you've done the crypto thing, that might be something to look into.
Can't wait for my crypto to finally make me financially free.
Would you marry at first sight?
No, I wouldn't, no.
What if you had to?
Well, then I'd have to. What a question. Well, if I had to, then yes, I would have to do that, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, watch out. Do they know what's happening, or do they walk in and then...
Yeah, they absolutely like... know. It's not like just walking into a room and suddenly you're married. No, they're
all... Yeah, I thought it might be like they have to trap them a bit and then they walk in and then...
No, they're all absolutely up for it and everyone seems to sort of make sense with each other and then it goes badly wrong. So that's great.
Would you get married if everyone had done it for you as a present?
What does that mean? What, bought me?
What everyone thought, if you just turned up somewhere and it was a surprise party, but the surprise was you were getting married.
Would I do it?
Yeah. Probably. Out of politeness, you should. If we've organised it and found somebody for you to marry, you should marry them and then deal with it afterwards.
Who gets married out of politeness? No one's ever done that.
Oh, every a lot of people
yeah, a lot of people have actually done that.
I have, Bobby has, lots of people married out of politeness.
But yeah, your TV program Bobby and Harriet Get Married was essentially like there was no way you could back out of it.
No, completely trapped.
You had to do it, otherwise the whole production would be off. Oh yeah, it'd be a very different ending.
It might have been a better ending maybe. but yeah, still trying to find a way out of it.
Well, it's quite easy. Well, no, you've got a mortgage together now.
Yeah, it's just getting further and further deep. It's too late for me, I'm saying.
Yeah, you're a lifer.
Yeah.
How do you feel about... do women ever have multiple husbands? It's mainly just men who have multiple wives, isn't it?
So now it doesn't seem to be the case.
I don't, why not? It's because, is it, I suppose it's just a historical thing, isn't it? I'm sure there's a couple of tribes in the Amazon that are like, yeah.
I think there's definitely tribes that are like run by women.
Yeah.
And then just the men do all the dirty work. But I don't know if there's many women that have like multiple men, like bees.
Bees is the one, that's the one thing. Yeah, bees.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about becoming a bee?
No, but I think maybe that's what we should be learning from, bees.
What, having loads of worker ants?
Yeah.
Worker bees.
What, the bees control the ants? But then does the queen bee, she has female bees working for her as well?
No, is she
the only woman?
No, hang on, what happens to the...
God, what a horrible life, just surrounded by men, just fucking everything up.
Well, they're not, they're bringing her stuff to eat.
Yeah, she's, but she's probably like, come on, I'm hungry, like, move faster.
Well, I thought the honey was the stuff they store for her.
Yeah, I don't think I know, really.
You're projecting your own fury at men on this bee now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that Sonny barking?
Yeah, Sonny's barking.
Yeah. Is he still biting?
He's actually got through the bitey phase, actually. He's still a little bit nippy, but he's got through it. It's because when they're teething and they explore things with their mouth.
Right.
Yeah. He's now in the barking stage. But he really like goes hard like barking and then immediately backtracks if anyone barks back.
Because he's not going to be a little dog anymore. He's going to have to back up his barking with a fight.
He is, yeah, he's much smaller than all other dogs. And he, especially if I'm carrying him, he'll really bark at them. But then if he's on the ground and he barks and they approach him, then he goes like, meh! And then he goes, meh! And then he like runs and hides behind me and Bobby calls him a pussy and says he's ashamed of him. And
needs to toughen him up.
Yeah.
I did offer to toughen him up.
No, we will send him to you, yeah, for training.
Thank you. I'll be nearby soon, so. Do you like that? I went off mic.
That was very polite.
Yeah.
It really does seem like you're working in a BBC studio, the way you've really set up like a BBC correspondent. What? Is that open door? It just feels like a kid's going to wander through, like it really does.
Yeah, I think... You're the second person to say that today, or have you said that?
I think I might have said it last time I spoke to you.
That's it. Yeah. I've completely lost track of conversations. I have I have like three video calls a day usually, and I don't know what we all talk about and what I've talked about. Just who? It's just it's a bit. It's hard to keep track of. Like, I don't even know what day it is now.
Friday.
Yeah, I know now, but as in like now in general.
Yeah.
And tomorrow is my penultimate shift doing radio. And then after that, I've got nothing. Nothing, got nothing to do.
Yeah, I'm very similar. There's very much not anything to do. Apart from finish LA Million Dollar listing.
Yeah, that's I'm slowly settling into the idea that, yeah, I guess I'll just watch this now forever.
Yeah. I think things are going to come back and it's going to be a real shock because
I don't have
any energy. And
I think you will once you get involved. It's like at the moment you'll have more energy the more you use, don't you?
As in, yes, that's true. I've lost all my energy muscles and I just just not doing anything. Muscles.
But I don't think it's going to be like a big barn doors wide open. Let's all get back to it.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what's coming.
But I don't think they can do that, can they?
Well, once they've cured it.
What? What are you on about?
Then we'll just have a big party.
You've gone wrong again, haven't you?
Then we'll celebrate Brexit at last.
Oh, God.
On the streets.
Just to answer, you haven't asked me this episode yet when you'll be able to go on holiday again.
When do you think I'll be able to go on holiday?
In this country, maybe later this year, but overseas, no. Not for a long time.
Well, disagree. No. Because I read something that Greece might have like a swap. You send a Greek... No, wait, that's not it.
well, like an exchange.
Like
And then Bobby can live with a Greek person for a week while you go on holiday.
That's not what it is. It's a travel corridor, so you're allowed to you can go to Greece.
Yeah.
But then Bobby said Greece would be really busy.
Yeah, I reckon it will be.
It would just be all English people. England would be empty.
Yeah, that's the only place you can go. You could just live somewhere else.
I was saying this to my friend earlier. We've completely fucked up. Whatever we should have done in March last year, we didn't do it. And we made the wrong decision by staying in this country.
But then you wouldn't have been doing any work. You'd have just had to take a year off.
Any work that I've been doing, I'm doing over Zoom.
Yeah, I do a lot of in-person work. So.
Well, you made the right choice then. I mean, you're clearly in high demand.
Well, no, I spent a day dressing up as a half man, half goat.
That's what I meant. I saw the picture of you with a horn in your head.
And the cut, prosthetic cut. That's why they've had to trim my beard.
Yeah, your beard looks like an absolute mess.
I mean, she did her best, but I was on a fold-up chair on a road. On the side of a road. And the car, there were kids
going by. Those poor people driving past, they just see a half man, half goat, and they're just like, there's been enough this year.
There's been enough. And then children went by riding their horse for the day.
A horse?
Yeah. there was two children on two Shetland ponies. Just wandered by. They looked at me and they looked away immediately, very politely, trying not to stare because they thought I was
just embarrassed for you.
They thought I actually had a horn growing out of my head and they shouldn't stare. It was the makeup was that good.
God, that's so polite of them. They just thought this man's clearly struggling enough. I shouldn't stare as I
on a plastic chair on the side of this road, waiting. What's he waiting for? And they just put me there to dry my horn. Anyway. It's good. It's interesting. It's nice to do something with prosthetics, I guess. First time I've done it, so.
Wow.
You ever done prosthetics? You should try it.
No, yeah, I should.
Let's do it for the next episode when we can actually get together.
Okay, great. Yeah, let's do it. But I think we probably need someone talented.
At what?
Prosthetics.
No, I know what glue to get now. They showed me.
I'm not letting you just put glue on my face.
It comes off. Okay. I just smelt of white spirit on my way home.
Okay, fine. Fine.
All right. What prosthetic do you want?
I want to look like I have a halo.
A horn?
A halo.
Yeah, we'll get you a horn. No problem.
Want a horn? Why did you only have one horn as well? It doesn't make any sense why you only had one.
Yeah, they couldn't get the other one on and they were like, it's funnier with one horn. All right, well, I guess we'll wrap it up.
Do you want to hear a sad story?
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yeah, go on. I honestly forget that we're recording a podcast sometimes.
I think everyone can tell. Okay. You might not initially think this is sad.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not sad. But listen. Actually, maybe it's just not sad.
Sorry, are you saying this or are you reading it?
I'm just trying to prepare you for it. Okay. It's more amazing. You might cry out of amazement. Dog is so clever, it can count to 10. Spell her name and identify shapes.
What?
Willow, the Wonder Pooch, is so intelligent she can count to 10 and spell her own name and identify. It just said the same that was in the title. they named her Willow, the Wonder Pooch.
Why have they not got you in to do that BBC teaching thing in the week? Why haven't they got you on that?
I don't know. The clever cockapoo, even cockapoo, so Sunny's a cavapoo. But they look quite similar. That's a picture.
Yeah, but not the clever ones.
Shut up. The clever cockapoo even helps owner Charlotte Price teach school children. The dog teaches the school children. And of course, her favourite newspaper is The Sun. I don't know.
Well, you're reading it in The Sun, aren't you?
Yeah, it's in The Sun.
Harriet, you know this segment is called sad. It's a sad story.
Well, it's sad that other dogs haven't realised their potential.
Well, then everything's sad, isn't it? Because then anything good means it's sad for everyone else that doesn't have it.
Yeah, I do agree, actually.
So everything is sad.
Everything is sad.
It's all sad that this podcast is happening because other people aren't doing this podcast. That's sad.
That is sad.
No, it's not. That's what I'm saying. This isn't a sad story.
I think it is.
Why is it
sad? A proud Charlotte said, she's incredible. A dog shouldn't be able to do the things she does. She's now learning Chinese. No, that is
not.
Sad
that
because
dog is
we,
not learning Chinese.
Yeah, because we can't speak Chinese and a dog is learning Chinese. That is sad.
That dog is not going to speak Chinese.
It's learning the Chinese language.
Yeah, it's not going to speak it, is it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but she can understand probably.
Yeah, well, like Chinese dogs can understand Chinese. Dogs.
Charlotte
in China
started
don't
training her
English.
As a pup with basic sit, come, wait and paw commands, but she soon mastered them before moving on to tricks. Charlotte then wanted to see if she could teach her to choose between her teddy and a ball, and she passed with flying colours. Stop yawning. Once she could do that, I knew I could teach her pretty much anything, including numbers and letters. She can pick out her own name using phonics. She gets a chocolate button every time... Dogs are allergic to chocolate.
This is just a teacher who is bored of not teaching... And has taught
this woman loves teaching so much.
So much she's taught a dog. Yeah, that's what the story is. So I reckon probably a lot of dogs can do what this dog does. They just haven't had the same head start.
Well, that is what that is. What's sad? Yeah, thank you.
No, I said what's sad. You didn't know.
It is maybe sad for this woman that.
Well, she's just a very good dog trainer. It seems
she just, but she continues her teaching and. Maybe, why is she teaching the dog? The dog can even identify weather symbols for sunny, cloudy, snow, rain and wind.
You've got to stop teaching this dog new tricks because the more it knows about the world, the more sad it'll be that it's just a dog.
And the more power it will have.
No, it will just be depressed because it's like, I'm so clever, I can't relate to other dogs.
Well, so, I know how that feels.
A little insight from my life there.
This is sad. Charlotte says she's like a human trapped in a dog's body.
No, that's quite sad.
That is sad. If she is a human trapped in a dog's body, that is sad.
I don't think it's a human. That is quite sad if that is the case, but it's not.
That would be really sad.
Yeah, but it's not the case, so it's not sad.
People say we should go on Britain's Got Talent, but it's only ever been about the children and the classroom.
She's going to be
doesn't
on
even
Britain's
care.
Got Talent pretty soon.
But she would love her to have her own show on CBeebies aimed at 3 to 4 year olds.
All right, I see what this is. This is a pitch. This is a pitch.
Okay. This is a pitch.
Okay.
She's got a pitch. She'd love to share it with people.
Gosh, she would. Gosh, she would.
Twitter actually is quite clever. It's the teacher's pet. That is quite clever. But it's got an underscore somewhere.
Okay, this is a press release.
Okay, we've got a press release.
Her agent.
That is sad that I got tricked.
You got tricked.
That is sad that I fell for that. I bet the dog would never fall for that.
Let's hope other people fall for it when we have to do it ourselves.
What, teach Sunny?
No, release press releases.
Oh, yeah. Well, that get on that road again.
Let's hope the Guardian falls for it this time. that was actually a good story because it was there was a lot of depth to it, even though initially it sounded incredibly stupid.
It was sad in multiple ways. It didn't seem sad at first, but there was the human trapped in the dog's body. That was very sad.
Turns out the saddest thing, though, is
that
we fell for it.
That is the saddest thing.
The Sun got another click and she got some free publicity.
Fuck, and I just publicised the Sun.
You just publicised the Sun.
Anyway, that was a little episode of Why Is Harriet Crying?
All the best.
Do join us on Patreon. We're having fun over there. We're going to be doing our tarot reading.
And I'm learning how to read star signs for people.
I'm really excited about that.
I actually am. I'm going to start. I've got the course.
You got a course?
Well, I pitched it as a radio show and then I thought, oh, I'll just do this.
Yeah, why not? Well, it's good to make some money, you know.
Oh, can you make money? I was just going to do it just for the podcast.
Well, you never know where it could take you. Mystic Sunil could be the next.
Yeah, I'll get a little silk turban.
I think that would be lovely, actually. I think that'd be really nice. Thank you. And we'll have a guest next time. We just thought we'd do a little chat. Just me, Sunil, and my vertigo.
Bye.
Bye.